and the gospel of free market conservatism and why it works, and why socialism and left-wing socialist policy does not work, not only here in the United States, but around the world. That's what we need to do. We do not need to moderate. We can't win elections by trying to out-Democrat Democrats. That's not going to fly. You know, we are a conservative party. I just think we need to, what I will say is this. This, I think, is where we need to change a little bit more. We need to, and this is why I applaud what Tim Scott is doing. We need to create the vision thing and be a lot more optimistic. Yes, we know there were problems in the 2020 election. Yes, we know, you know, that there's corruption with the Democrats. But we need to minimize our time looking backwards and spend a lot more time looking forwards and painting a picture of what America is going to look like with Republicans in charge of the White House.
Do you have a candidate yet?
Well, I'm a huge DeSantis fan, but I'm also still a Trump supporter. I like Tim Scott. Like I said, I like Nikki Haley, for that matter. You know, I'm a Republican firster. You know, so any of these candidates that even moderate Will Hurd, if by miracle he were to get the nomination, any one of those folks would be far better than another term of Joe Biden or the wild card, Gavin Newsom.
You are always speaking out. You are writing. You're on radio and TV. If people want to know what you're up to, how do they find you?
They can find me my Twitter at Nigel Innes. And also, you can go to the Congress of Racial Equality website, thecongressofracialequality.org. That's thecongressofracialequality.org. Or you can just call Kevin and say, hey, I want to talk to Niger.
I love it.
He'll conference me in.
I'll pass the word. Niger, always good. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a good one. We'll talk again soon.
All the best.
Thank you, man. Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, and a national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. Stay with us. More on that tragedy out in the North Atlantic at the site of the Titanic. It's just incredibly sad. We'll talk more about that and what lies ahead for that company, OceanGate. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Discount Gun Source is family-owned and operated since 2012. Conveniently located at 4555 South Fort Apache Road between Flamingo and Tropicana, right behind Famco. At DGS, we offer the best customer service and prices in Las Vegas. Visit DGSVegas.com to view our firearm and ammo inventory. Discount Gun Source is the only gun store in the Valley that updates and posts their inventory with pricing on their website daily. Call us at 702-947-0925 or visit us today to enjoy the DGS experience.
Congratulations on our Golden Knights for winning the Stanley Cup. That win came due to the team's hard work and dedication. Hi, this is Katrin Ivanov, aka Mrs. Fix-It. I'm organizing an effort to recruit and train a team of patriots for the upcoming election season. That team of patriots will stand guard and defend and assert our rights and hold our elected officials accountable. We need people to take turns at school boards, university regions, city council, county commission meetings, and a host of other opportunities to serve our state. Join us on Saturday, June 24, from 12 to 2 p.m. to learn how you can help our community. For more information and to RSVP, go to mrsfixit.us or text 702-722-7225. Once again, 702-722-7225. Have a lovely day.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. It just does.
COVID taught us
health matters. Health matters. Visit NMHEC.org.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for a few accidents on the surface streets right now. Ann Road at Durango, that's in the early stages. Flamingo at Mojave in the Central Valley. Also an accident, Harris Avenue at Christie Lane. You're going to be touching the brakes downtown as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl and Interstate 515 North at Main Street. We do see some bunching on Interstate 15 through the resort area. Northbound at Hacienda, southbound at Flamingo. And remember, those emergency paving operations are going to be taking place today and tomorrow. That's on Lake Mead Parkway. That's from Gorda Way to Lake Las Vegas.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. First round of the NBA draft is tonight in Brooklyn. San Antonio has the first overall pick. The Lakers have the 17th overall selection. Golden State picks 19th. Sacramento has the 24th overall pick. The Clippers have the 30th and last pick in the first round. In the second round, Sacramento has the 38th overall selection. The Lakers pick 47th. The Clippers 48th. Sacramento also has the 54th overall selection. Around the minors Wednesday, Pacific Coast League, Oklahoma City shut out Vegas 1-0. Sacramento at Round Rock was canceled. Reno beat Albuquerque 8-6. In the Cal League, Stockton beat San Jose 4-1, Fresno over Modesto 9-2, Rancho Cucamonga beat Lake Elsinore 4-2, Inland Empire 9-1 over Visalia. American Hockey League, Hershey beat Coachella Valley in Game 7, 3-2 in overtime to win the Calder Cup. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
She's moving to Georgia.
Jada's Podiatry Clinic's top nurse quit, leaving her business toes up.
We've got 6 procedures and 3 major surgeries in the next 2 days.
She needs a new RN who can think on their feet.
There's no way I can do all these procedures on my own.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Coast Guard has sent heartfelt condolences to the families of the Titan crew after the what they termed a catastrophic implosion of the vessel. A lot of problems that still lie ahead with regard to the vessel itself and was it seaworthy. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, and this is not the first problem with this particular craft.
Not at all. Apparently, there was an explorer that signed up to see the Titanic on the Titan sub back in 2017. Chris Brown is his name, and he went through a lot of different, I guess, emotions, and finally came to the conclusion that after a period of time in 2018, as they were preparing for his journey, I guess, apparently he canceled that. He put up a $110,000 deposit, and he canceled it because of some of the safety standards that he said were not being met at that time. And basically was talking about some of the instruments that they were using was literally from an Xbox controller that was steering this vessel.
Now, wow.
Now, that is quite shocking when you're talking about that kind of a money put up to be an explorer and travel 12,000 feet below the ocean surface. So, yeah. And he basically said that it doesn't meet the standard classifications. It was more like a homemade variety. Video game controllers are common on submersible vehicles, but apparently didn't meet the standards of this explorer by the name of Chris Brown. He went on CNN and described that. So, and.
But you know what this is like, Jim? This to me is remarkably similar to what we find in space at the other end of the Earth, so to speak. You know, William Shatner and Elon Musk and different people wanting to explore space. You know, the crafts have to be, you know, the spacecraft have to be up to standard. And this one may not have been. Is this something that's going to end up in court?
You know, it's interesting because when they do fill out the forms, they mention death 3 times on page 1. When you're signing off saying you're not going to hold the company liable for, you know, any injury or death, and they say the word death was mentioned 3 times on page 1. So I don't know. They're going to need Johnny Cochran or somebody to come in and kind of get around that. But, hey, I mean, anything can happen in the courtroom once it gets there. But that may be hard to overcome when they do say, hey, this is a very dangerous mission. Realize that you can be crushed like a can of, you know, Pepsi at the bottom of the ocean. And apparently that's what happened in this case. The debris field that they found was literally 500 meters from the Titanic. So apparently they were in the vicinity.
That's, by the way, 1,600 feet.
Yeah, and you can't
for those of you that are not operating in meters today.
Right, and and it's not like a clear day in Las Vegas where you can see for 10 miles. It's very mucky and dark down there. So I'm sure they knew that they were close, but they didn't get a view of that before they perished.
And by the way, I'm going to be interested to see, and maybe it's been out there in the news and I just missed it, whether there is any sort of a black box, if there is such a thing as a black box in these.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes. Don't know if there is, but certainly this company, OceanGate, is going to be under a close scrutiny, and, well, they're probably going to be out of business after this one.
OceanGate, by the way, saying that all five passengers of Titanic submersible are believed to be dead. So sad way for the story to end. I think we all had high hopes at the beginning of the week. Hey, you know, we got the best technology that's out there on the oceans is headed for the North Atlantic and the Titanic site. And a lot of us thought, hey, maybe they can do the impossible. And it turned out we couldn't.
And you have to remember, too, that this is disintegrating. It's been, what, over 100 years since it went down. And it has disintegrated, they say, just over the past 25 years. Where back in 1996, you could see the captain's bathtub. I saw a picture of it today. It was the Captain Jack Smith's bathtub, white tub, you know, submerged 12,000 feet under the water. You could see it there. It was very clearly. You cannot see that today. It's deteriorated over the course of time. So who knows?
That's incredible.
10 years, 15 years from now, the Titanic may not even be there.
I wonder if James Cameron will do a remake now, a remake of Titanic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, he made a ton of money off of that movie.
Yeah. And he's one of the people, in fact, I saw this somewhere, that he's been to the Titanic.
Yeah, I think that inspired him when he went down there and was on one of these submersibles.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
But using an Xbox controller doesn't sound very safe at 12,000 feet below the ocean surface.
A little scary. More with Gentleman Jim coming up in just a bit. Also coming up, this is something that I'm geeky when it comes to space travel. I grew up watching all of the Apollos and the different spacecraft and space programs growing up. I absolutely loved it. And in fact, I remember exactly where I was. I was in Luce Park in Kansas City. Backstage at a presentation of, I think it was Oklahoma or Music Man or one of those. I was in the show. I was a part of the cast. And we were watching the first steps on the moon. And I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away by it. And one of the things that I really took from that is that space travel is really cool. That's why when I see William Shatner, you know, free floating in the upper atmosphere, and I'm like, that's pretty way cool. But it's also dangerous, and the time is going to come when SpaceX or one of these space companies is going to lose some people. I mean, it's just a matter of time before that happens. I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon. Anyway, stay with us. Coming up on the program, Ron DeSantis was pretty impressive last night on Fox. Did you see him on Fox advocating kind of a get tough with China policy? Pretty interesting stuff. That was from Ron DeSantis, who was here last week up at the Corley Ranch, and apparently he's a pretty good guy. I don't think I've met him yet, but I hear he's a pretty good guy, and he's turning some heads in the Republican Party. We'll find out about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
All personal injury attorneys are not the same. Sure, we all claim to do the same things, but that's where the similarities between Lerner & Rowe and all other law firms end. Lerner & Rowe was recently named the second most influential law firm in the country, and we've collected billions of dollars for our clients, with over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. If you want real results after you've been hurt in a car wreck, call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. Not only is it free to find out how much you qualify for, but new customers get their first loan free.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, you know that Will Hurd, the former congressman from Texas, he's a moderate Republican, is throwing his hat in the ring. And I'll be honest with you, I lost count at about 11. So this may be like 12 or 13, the number of candidates, which only plays into the hands of Donald J. Trump, who right now has a 40 or 50-point lead over Ron DeSantis by a wide, wide margin. Ron DeSantis, though, was on Fox last night trying to explain how he kept Florida open, which I think is one of the really big pluses for Ron DeSantis, because he kept Florida open during the pandemic. This is cut number two, Ron DeSantis last night on Fox.
There are a variety of responses to COVID. Why was yours the right one?
Well, we made a decision to buck Fauci, buck the medical establishment, buck the media, the left, and some Republicans, and say, you know what? People in Florida have a right to work. The businesses have a right to be open. Kids have a right to be in school. And we're not going to impose mask mandates or the like or vaccine mandates. And the minute we did that, we became the focal point for freedom in this country. If you had been in like the Florida panhandle in May, June of 2020, it was like COVID didn't even exist.
That's
people were
true.
Making their decisions. The state was booming. And really, we never looked back. And so we got it right in there. And it wasn't just people moving here to live, people visiting, the way our economy responded. And I just had to look at the data. But you know what you had to do, Kaylee? You had to be willing to stand out there all alone, because I didn't have a lot of backup for that. Fauci was attacking everything Florida did. There were other bureaucrats attacking us. The media was attacking us. But you know what? My job was to stand up for the people that I represented. I didn't know what that would mean for my political future. But quite frankly, you got to be willing to sacrifice that to be able to protect the jobs and the liberties of the people that elected you. I stood my ground. We stood in the breach. And the state of Florida is better as a result of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no doubt about that. I came to Florida a lot on the weekends. People don't know that. I left the swamp. And it was pretty joyful to be in Florida. I went to restaurants. I drove on the highways. Things were open. But what's your response to someone who would say, you know, Governor Kemp, he opened quicker, or they point to South Dakota? What's your response to that attack from the right?
Well, I think Brian Kemp did a good job. He's a friend of mine. He's a good governor. I applaud him. I think what I did more aggressively than anyone was overrule local governments who were imposing these restrictions. You know, in Florida, the state government, you know, did not do very much. You know, we're talking about a few weeks. Some of the local governments, particularly in South Florida, were trying to impose mandates. And so what I did was we overruled that. We said you can't close business, you can't fine people for not wearing a mask. And we actually issued a blanket pardon for anyone who local government had tried to enforce COVID restrictions against. That is really what opened the floodgate, because you can say the state's open, but if every other municipality is doing Fauciism, that's not a free state. We pried the state open at the local level, and I think that was really the secret to Florida doing very well in those circumstances.
Ron DeSantis last night with Kayleigh McEnany. She was in the tryout chair for that 8 o'clock Eastern or 9 o'clock Eastern. I forget what it is. But Fox is auditioning, and Kayleigh McEnany was in the host chair last night. Coming up in the program, very excited about this. As I mentioned, I am a space geek and love the idea of space travel and exploring. Las Vegas could be a hub for space travel right here in Las Vegas. It's called Spaceport, Las Vegas Spaceport. And there is a new company that is out there right now, this instant, putting together a battle plan for this thing that would be really cool. And we've got the CEO, Rob Lauer, here to talk about it coming up at the top of the hour. So stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
Findlay. place to buy. Home of the...
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why.